Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And it's halftime, so we tell you our halftime show is brought to you by the Horn Law Group. If you're going to court, then call them first for a free consultation. Located in downtown Toms River, check out their legal services at hornlawgroup.net.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca, halftime here from Point Pleasant Borough High School, where the Panthers trailing Barnegat by a score of 13-7. Let's take you through the scoring recap so far here tonight. First quarter with 1:33 to go, a 6-yard touchdown run for senior quarterback St. John Erskine, his fifth rushing score of the year. The extra point no good, Barnegat leading 6-0. In the second quarter, two touchdowns, the first of which also for the Bengals, Paul Wickwire with a 25-yard touchdown run on a reverse with 5:55 to go in quarter number two. The extra point there was good, 13-0, Bengals up top. Point Borough able to answer back with 51 seconds to go in the quarter, a 13-yard touchdown run from Jack Fitzsimmons, the senior tailback for Fitzsimmons, his third rushing scorer of the year with the extra point. That is where we sit right now by a score of 13-7. Take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll take you around the shore with scores and information from all of the other interesting matchups and big games. Get us pass along as much as we possibly can. Two-minute break. It is 13-7 in favor of Barnegat there on top of Point Borough. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
13-7 our score with Barnegat leading Point Pleasant Borough, part of a very crazy and crowded B South divisional race in which five teams going into play this weekend, all at 3-1. Barnegat, Lakewood, Central, Point Borough, and Jackson Liberty, some of which are playing tonight.
Jackson Liberty is leading Pineland 7-3. That game was at halftime.
Central is at Manchester this evening. Haven't seen anything come across the wire in terms of that game. And I believe Lakewood is off this week.
That's correct.
So Lakewood kind of the interesting team, I think, Kevin, in the mix because, I was looking at some of the results, and everyone has kind of beaten everyone. Lakewood had that opportunity last week to take a big step forward, but they were upset by Jackson Liberty, 9-8, the final score there. So I don't know if it's a case of teams just not being consistent from week in to week out, or maybe it is one of those rare years where everyone is really that even.
I still think Barnegat is the best team of the bunch. The more seasoned team, senior laden, but it's kind of been wild. You know, they've been scrambling ever since losing early to Central. And I'm not so sure that Central's not the second best team in the division.
Yeah, I'm going to put them in a co-tie with Barnegat, Kevin, because they beat them. And I saw them last week. They are a legit football team, and they definitely own the better part of the schedule in the last three games. So they are going to make the playoffs easily down there in South Jersey. And they've got a shot at this title because, as you mentioned, Lakewood, of course, has had off-field problems with some of their players. So they're lucky to have the bye this week to get themselves back together again, 2 weeks after that trouble came about. It cost them a loss to Jackson Liberty. Jackson Liberty is the team that has surprised everybody, including us, after that opening season romp by crosstown rival Jackson Memorial in a game in which, 50-something to nothing at halftime. They have come back and had themselves a 3-2 season so far, and that's been a surprise for Coach Sharples and the Lions of Jackson Liberty.
These teams will all play one another, those that haven't, over these next couple of weeks. It'll all play itself out. Certainly you think there's a legit chance you could have multiple champions, but I still think Barnegat's the team to beat, and if I had to pick one right now, I would take them.
Yeah, Barnegat's got to go on the road, I believe, right, to Lakewood after their bye week. That'll be a, afternoon game on a Saturday afternoon, so that won't be easy. By the way, a couple other scores around the shore. It looks like in a big one in A South, Jackson and Brick Memorial will go to halftime tied at 14. Not quite yet at halftime yet. There's still about 50 seconds left, but a Vinny Lee 20-yard run tied that one up, and the point by Caggiano tied it at 14. So after the early 14-0 lead by Brick Memorial, Manalapan Braves have fought their way back. Toms River East got off to a 16-7 lead over Toms River North. And North, you know, sporting a few wounds after the bad loss to Jackson last week, has come all the way back and taken a 26-16 lead with 1 minute left till half down in Toms River.
Did you give the score of the Manalapan Middletown South game? I think you just said they've scored.
Oh, I'm
back.
Sorry. That
14
was
14-3.
Right. I'm sorry. No. It was Jackson. I made a mistake.
Well,
Jackson
in that big one in Class A North, 14-3. Middletown South has kicked a field goal just before halftime to cut the Manalapan lead to 14-3.
Right.
Where we are right now, it is 13-7 in favor of Barnegat on top of Point Borough, part of a B South matchup that might go a long way in determining who wins this divisional race. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll update you with some more scores and information from around the shore. It is Barnegat 13, Point Borough 7, back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week after a 3-minute timeout on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
13-7 our score here. We are at the half with Barnegat leading Point Pleasant Borough. Busy night around the Shore Conference. A lot of teams playing game number 6. Some playing game 5 depending on where the bye has fallen. Can't believe that it's whipping as fast as it does. Midway point of October. Kevin with some more scores to pass along.
Mattawan leads Holmdel 17-0. That game is at the half. Red Bank Catholic still up on Red Bank 22-0. I believe that is a halftime score.
Not bad by Red Bank to hold the Casey's to only 22.
Okay.
They've been in the 40s just about every game.
It is only halftime. Middletown North leads Howell. That one also at the half. That is 7-0. Point Pleasant Beach with a 32-7 lead at over Keensburg at the half. Keensburg scoring with, believe it or not, 1 second left in the half to get on the board to cut the goal lead to 25. Red Bank Catholic, by the way, has scored again. It's now 29-0 over Red Bank. And I think that's about it from what we had done just before.
Obviously.
Oh, Freehold leads Wall. That's a pretty good game. 14-10 at the half. Now, remember, Freehold is the other undefeated team in A North with Manalapan and Middletown South. They've still got their big tough games coming up, but boy, you know, they've got Wall tonight. Wall, a team that's obviously gotten better from the beginning of the year, and Freehold wants to at least, you know, put themselves in position of maybe controlling their own destiny a little bit.
Yeah, as we mentioned last night, going into the weekend, just four undefeated teams remaining overall. St. John Vianney, Freehold, Manalapan, and Red Bank Catholic, all the teams in Monmouth County. But if you think about it, Kevin, the way that things shape up, there are so many big games over the course of not just tonight, like in the case of Manalapan and Middletown South, and obviously our game here tonight and some of the other ones during the course of the weekend. But I feel like late in the season, there is at least two or three games, if you look at the schedule, that the divisional races will have major implications.
Absolutely, Matt. Class A South still has a bunch of games that will end up likely deciding that. Of course, this division, who knows? You have a big one tomorrow. Is it tomorrow, Modern Day and Shore? Modern
yes.
Day Prep and Shore.
Yes, tomorrow.
Those are two of the three undefeated teams in Class B Central. Point Beach, the other, likely will beat Keensburg tonight. So the winner of the Modern Day Shore game would join Point Beach as undefeated there. And, of course, Shore is the defending champion. Modern Day is off to a fine 4-1 start. It, you know, certainly looks like Red Bank Catholic will be the B North champions, no surprise there. And at A Central, St. John Vianney controlling their own destiny after the big win over Rumson a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, certainly as we put our schedule together over the course of the next couple weeks. For example, next week we'll go back to A South and have Jackson at Toms River South. That will be a huge game. And, you know, for a lot of these teams, they're pretty much, I think, in line with a game like tonight. A second loss for a Pointboro or a Barnegat not only damages their divisional chances, but in Barnegat's case might knock them out of the state playoff race as well. So, Ed, I know you've been paying pretty good attention to some of the state brackets, which are now starting to heat up. For a lot of these teams, two losses, you might be on the outside looking in.
Yeah, and Barnegat is one of those teams that is in that situation. The majority of the teams with two may sneak in there, but obviously not looking at a home game with two losses. Remember, the state ruling nowadays is you take your first eight games, you pick seven of them, you are able to drop one of those from your first eight games. And since a lot of teams are playing nine straight games, even though they will have played nine games before the cutoff, which is November 7th, they only count the first eight, and then you drop one. So it's very confusing and really not able to figure it out until, you know, late Saturday night on November 7th when everybody, all the games are in and so on. By the way, Jackson and Brick Memorial have gone to the half tied at 14. That's the big one in A-South. Meanwhile, doesn't it seem like, guys, that Toms River South hasn't played a game in about a month? I mean, they will play their game against Southern tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at South. But coming off the bye, you know, after that loss, I mean, they are raring to get going again.
And usually on a Friday night at Detweiler Stadium, the atmosphere is certainly very good. You know, if there's one thing I guess you could say in a case, Kevin, like Brick, they lost that game last week to Wall. It hurts them just to get an overall win, but in the division, it didn't really do much of anything to the chances of winning A-South.
No, it was a non-division game, so that's the good news for them. It obviously have some impact on the state playoff picture. I mean, it's a game that I think everyone put in the W column. And honestly, I was thinking about it. That is probably one of the biggest regular season upsets we've had on the Shore Conference in the last five, maybe 10 years.
Ed, if I'm understanding it the right way, you know, if Brick went 8-1 before the cutoff, don't count the last one, so 7-1, but they could essentially drop that loss to Wall and just have seven wins for their playoff spot.
That's exactly correct. That's exactly the way it works. You know, and in that central four where Brick plays with Jackson and Middletown South, you know, Middletown South now looking at possibly two losses if they lose tonight to Manalapan. You know, like you said before, Matt, two losses is going to get you, maybe it'll get you in, but it's going to get you a road game in that first round on November 14th.
And I really don't like the rule of dropping a game.
I don't either.
I mean, you play eight games. If you lose one, you lose one.
Yeah.
It was put in, guys, as you know, to try and get schools to play better competition in their non-conference games. Even though
what does that mean if you don't win it?
Well, even though in the Shore Conference, your schedule is picked for you. Non-conference games also. You play your conference games, usually seven, and then or six or seven, and then you get your non-conference games dealt to you. You know, it mainly was put in for the parochial schools to go out and schedule teams out of state, like Florida, Don Bosco, you know, Bergen Catholic. They go to Ohio to play. Some of them even go to California to play. So that's why the rule was put in, but it doesn't help the public schools much.
No, certainly doesn't. Both teams have made their way onto the field. That'll wrap us up here at the half. 13-7, the score. Barnegat leads. We step out for 90 seconds. We come back with the second half kickoff right after this on the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.